Okay. All right, we're going to just start with the Mishnah. We'll start with the Mishnah on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, in case of Mevarchin. So, the last two lines on Mem Beis Amud Aleph. It says, Hayu Yoshvin, Kol Echad Mevarech La'atzmo, Hesebu, Echad Mevarech L'kulan. All right. Rashi says, Hayu Yoshvin, Belo Hasebas Mitos Shemotim Al Tzideyem, Smolis Al Hamita. Right, that they lean on their side, their left side, on this couch. Va'ochlim v'shosim ba'seba. Kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo, de'ein kevasuda below aseba. All right, that's what the Mishnah says. So take a look at the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Beis. The last, where they quote this part of the Mishnah. So it's like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About eight lines from the bottom. Hayu yoshvin kol echad v'echad, in the wide lines. 4 lines down in the wide lines. Are you Yoshin Kalechad Vechad? You guys got it? Okay, good. Okay. Hesebu in, lo hesebu lo. If they do a seba, yes. They don't do a seba, no. V'raminu asarashiu holchim b'derach. Afi shakulam ochlim, mikikar echad, kol echad v'echad mevarech la'atzmo. So the Tosefta says, 10 guys were walking, right? So even though they're all eating from the same kikar, from the same loaf, nevertheless, each one says zon birchas hamazon. All right? So right away, that's one thing that should be defined, right? Afal pi. So the havamina was that you might think that since they're all eating from the same kikar, that they'd be chayef. Kamash malon, that eating from the same kikar isn't mechayef in zimun, because they're all holchim. They're all holchim. They lack somehow. Okay? Then the Tosefta continues. Yashvu lechol, if they sat down to eat, afapishi kol echad ve'echad ochel mikikaro. Now they sit down to eat. Now even though each guy is, they're not sharing now. Now each one is really eating from his own kikar, from his own sandwich. Right? Echad mivarech lekulam. Now we say that there is a din zimun, that echad is mevarech l'kulam. So, by the way, in case I just realized something. If you're wondering, how do I know we're talking about bracha achrona here? Maybe we're talking about bracha rishona. Ein echanami, could be also be talking about bracha rishona. But when we go further in the Gemara, it'll become very clear that the context of this Gemara is definitely bracha achrona. Okay? Okay. Tosus also makes the point on the Mishnah. I didn't do that Tosus, but Divrei Maschal Hesebu Echad Mevarech L'Kulan. Okay? And clearly we also know it because Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush quote this Gemara to talk about Zimun. Okay. I just want to make that point from a, pshat standpoint. Okay. So in any case, so if they were all, if they were sitting, so now they're Chayav in Zimun. So now you have a problem. So the Mishnah states, the Gemara states the problem. Kitani Yashvu. The Tosefta states, teaches Yashvu. Afal Pishalo Hesebo. Even though they didn't do Hesebo. So you have a stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. The Brisa is Hesebo. As the Gemara says, Hesebo in, lo Hesebo lo. And the Tosefta says, Yeshiva is good enough. So, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Kigon da Amri, Nezel v'necho lachma b'deruch b'duch plan. Now, the Tosefta is talking about a case where they said, let's go and eat bread in such and such place. Okay? So Rashi says, b'duch plan, b'makom ploni, d'kavu lahem b'tchila makom, b'dibor v'eitza v'hazmona, Havikvias. Aval Yashu Meleyan, Bemakom Echad, Yachad, Einakvias. But if they sat down on their own, in one place, together, that's not considered kriyas. Okay? So I think that that should be defined. In other words, it seems really the paradigm is hasebo. Hasebo. So now how does it work that yeshiva plus an amira becomes equal to hasebo? How do we understand that in conceptual terms? Mishnah says hasebo. So that's it. Hasebo is hasebo. How did all of a sudden amira plus the yeshiva work? Maybe it doesn't work. What's going on here? That's the problem I'd like to first address now. I would say that Haseba has at least as good a result as all those factors that Rashi has of Eitza, Hazmana, Kvias. I mean, the main point is Kvias. It has to be Kvias. Okay? You'll see in the rest of the Rashis, or anywhere else, in any other Rishonim, it's all about the Kvias. So the Eitza, the Hazmana, all those terms is all to produce one thing, that it's considered Kvias. Haseba is the ultimate Kvias. That's the real Kvias. But the question is, why should it work the other way? Yeah, we have to get a clearer idea what it means, really. Shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. That's really what we have to get a clear idea of. You want to make it. You want to say that Haseba is a real kfias, but yeshiva isn't. But now, if you have an amira, so that makes it like a kfias. That's all true. But let me ask you just a question. It sounds like you're avoiding tackling one problem though. What's it have to do with the shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas though? You know what I mean? What's it to do with that? What's the difference? What does it do with the shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas? Because that's really what we're trying to understand, right? Shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas achayavin lezame. So it's funny. If three guys eat together, be yeshiva, but they didn't say, let's eat here. So somehow it doesn't count as shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. They're all in one makom. They're all eating together. You know what I mean? Like, how does that work? That's what I think we need to understand a little better. It seems a little bit, unclear, a little hazy as to what exactly is the criteria here of Zeman. It's almost like, you know, we're talking about Kfias and, you know, it's all very nice. It sounds like, you know, we're learning, maybe Masach HaSukkah, talking about Yeshiva HaSukkah. But like, somehow we miss, like, what's the idea of Zeman? In other words, I guess it's the Ka'achas we have to emphasize. What's the Ka'achas there? And we just make the question a little better. I'm sorry, maybe I'm dragging this out, but it was like, I could do yeshiva. Let's assume I sat down to do yeshiva. So I'm not really doing I'm not doing haseba, right? So it's not a real kfias, right? So to speak. And yet, if I ate a ton of bread, I mean, of course, I'd be chayiv in a sukkah. I'd be chayiv in sukkah. That'd be kfias. Nobody would doubt kfias insofar as sukkah. But over here, all of a sudden, no matter how much I eat, it makes no difference. But somehow there's something about the... It results in a problem insofar as the shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. Just trying to bring out the question. I mean, if you had a yeshiva of chil, you ate k'dei sviya, and it'd be yeshiva in a certain makom, you're not tied to that makom? You're not chayiv to bench there? Anybody have a doubt about that? I don't think so. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking really, how does Haseba accomplish this thing? You know, what is this mechanism here? How does this work? You see, the backdrop to the idea of Haseba and the
and the idea of kfiyas biyachad. See, the backdrop is one thing, is that you see, achila is really a private experience. Achila, psychologically speaking, has a certain private element to it. And that there's such an idea as someone intruding on your meal. Unless the people who are sitting with you are people who you want there. Which means, of course, you want to share the achila, the mice achila with them. You see, you want to share the achila experience with them. That's really the backdrop, the framework of the whole area of achila in halacha. You know, why you have criteria like, as you'll see, I'll show you how it manifests itself, like a seba, etc. What you have to understand is that achila, by its very nature, has a intrusive element to it, because by its nature, achila is private, is intimate. You see, you go to a restaurant, even a restaurant where it's a very public place. Yeah, you want a private table. They always advertise, matter of fact. You know, you can get a private room, you can have a private table, or you want the table in the corner. You certainly don't want to sit down and all of a sudden some guy across the room says, oh, you don't mind if I eat my soup over here, do you? You know, sitting next to you. Or your neighbor knocks on the door and pops into your house during dinner time and says, you don't mind if I eat my sandwich at the table with the rest of everybody here? See, that would drive you crazy. It's just the psychological nature of achila. So when you do have people around the table, that reflects that they are not an intrusion. You see? That reflects that they're not an intrusion. Oh, because or else why would you wouldn't tolerate it? Unless, of course, your wife forced you to have these people. So that's what the Gemara is really saying. What the Gemara is really saying is like this. You see, Haseba is a type of a Maisa Achila that if I do Haseba and there are other people doing Haseba with me, by definition, the fact that I do Haseba in the proximity of these other people, by definition shows there's a tzir of das between us for achila. Because otherwise I would never recline in front of strangers. I would never do such a thing like that. I would never want to eat near so close to these other people. So the fact that I do haseba, now I'm putting it into halachic terms, okay, let's leave the psychology. It demonstrates a tzir of das. You see? It's a certain kfiyas. It results in a certain, that tzir of das shows that we have a kfiyas, that there's a relationship, a designation for this achila. But you see, if I do a yeshiva, the fact that somebody else is being yoshev next to me doesn't reflect the tzir of das. Why? Because yeshiva by its very nature lacks in kfiyas. So therefore, it's an aroi type of an achila. So therefore, the fact that he's eating next to me doesn't affect me in the same way, because I'm not having that kind of an achila. See, if I'm having an aroi achila, haphazard achila, all right, the fact that somebody's eating next to me, okay, so it's going to be an aroi achila, and whatever, he's eating a couple feet away from me. It doesn't bother me. It's like, you know, having a quick cup of coffee at Starbucks. I don't care if somebody's sitting next to me, because I'm not looking for that kind of an achila, that type of an achila shel kfiyas. But haseba is different. That's objectively, that's a maisa that does not tolerate. I would never do a maisa haseba in the proximity of somebody else unless I wanted that somebody else to be near me. and vice versa for them. They would want me near them. So that shows a tzir of das for the achila. That's shlosha she'achlu ka'achas. But if it's just a mere yeshiva, you can't call that shlosha she'achlu ka'achas. Because there's no tzir of das. That's the important thing. Because their yeshiva is like, I don't know, b'zman hazeh, us standing up, I guess. It shows an aroy, a haphazard thing. So it doesn't reflect the tzir of das of the mesubin, of the yoshvin. I mean, that's just, that's like a basic, you know, idea. That's the backdrop to the, you know, to these halachas. But if you have, I mean, again, we'll see. We're going to have to modify. So, but I'm just doing it now just to give you a basic sense. You know what I mean? But if you have an Amira, so the Amira, according to this Gemara at this point, the Amira says that, okay, even though we're going to have a yeshiva, but since we said, let's eat bread together over there, okay, so that shows that we want the tzir of das. The Amira reflects the tzir of das. If you had yeshiva by itself, it wouldn't. Because yeshiva as a maisa is not that kind of achila that would reflect any tzirif. Because it doesn't have really the, you know, intrusional element. Because it's a taroi. But if we say, let's, you know, nezel v'nechel nahama beduch taplon, so that shows that we have it, tzir of das. That's the first step. No, because I'm saying that the essence really is the tzir of das. So to understand why is it that Haseba creates a tzir of das, that's the important thing. It's tzir of das for achila. And because we have a tzir of das l'achila, that's why it's going to result in gadol Hashem itu yirmam shema yachta. We're going to have a tzir of bracha also. You know what I mean? A certain group has been formed here, a certain union. It's the tzir of das that's really the ikar. And is the essence here. So that's why just talking kfiyas is not going to explain the idea of shlosh shachul ka'achas. That's why. You need the backdrop of the psychology in order to understand where the halacha, how the halacha was formulating itself. Why is it that Haseba works, or you could have a yeshiva plus an amira. The whole idea of Shlosh Shachul Ka'achas is itself is an idea that there's a tzir of das that we want a certain achila together, and we're happy for all the people at the table to be there at the table and to share in this experience. I'm saying without the psychology, you just don't have where the halacha is coming from. In Holchim B'Derech? No, there is no Tzir of Das. We're all just walking. The fact that there's no Kfiyas is why there's no Tzir of Das. Because since it's not a Kfiyas, so therefore there's no relationship between my Achila and his. He's stopped eating over there, and he's walking, and I'm eating over here that's walking. So since there's no kfiyas, therefore there's no tzir of das. The tzir of das doesn't create the kfiyas the other way. Since there's no kfiyas, so where's the tzir of das? We're not having a related achila. Since there's no kfiyas, the fact that you're eating over there in no way infringes on my world. Because there's no world to infringe on psychologically. I'm having an arroy eating. So the fact that you're eating a sandwich over there, that doesn't bother me. That's right. You can't have a tzir of das without a kfias. Once you have a kfias, now you can talk. Now you have a kfias, now we can talk about whether or not you have a tzir of das. Some kind of, some element of a kfias. Yeah, the Tosefta's Hava Mina, that the first part, Nereisha, that Hayuholchin Afbi Shachlam Mekikar Echad, the Gemara's Hava Mina, the Tosefta's Hava Mina, it was outruling was that maybe you could say that Tziruf comes about through the Chefta Shal Ochel. But it rejects that. It says that's not true. There is, we don't accept that. That's not, I don't know if it's saying there's no tziruf or that it's not sufficient. You know, it'd be like a guy's all eating from the same buffet. Do you say there's a tziruf das? Because we all get from the same buffet. I mean, the answer according to Allah is no. The fact that you don't consider that a tziruf al yaday, the chefta shal ochel. That's not enough. The chefta shal achila does not create it. It has to be a tziruf through the tziruf of the das of the ochlim is the tziruf. Has to be a tziruf das. The fact that we're all sharing from the same bread, that doesn't create a tziruf das. That's what the Tosefta was outruling. In other words, when you have an achilas aroi, so you're not setting up a certain achila situation that lends itself to say, oh yes, we have a tzir of das. Because in an aroi situation, the element of intrusion and intimacy isn't there. That's the very nature of aroi. I grab a sandwich at the counter. There is the main point to understand here is in order to have shlosh shachl ka'achas, it means there has to be a tzir of das. It has to be a tzir of das. And achilas aroi simply does not lend itself to a tzir of das, according to the halacha. The nature of an achilas aroi does not lend itself to a tzir of das. That's how halacha views it. And it's based, as I said, on the psychological and sociological backdrop, you know, depending on society. So, you know, as to what that's going to be. So in time of the Gemara, it was Haseba. Haseba created a situation, a dynamic, i.e. a kfias, that lent itself to a tzir of das. Because you would not go ahead and engage in that achila with others unless you were interested in sharing and having that tziruf between them for this experience, for this achila. So that was a maisa that reflected that, haseba. Whereas yeshiva, which would be tantamount to our, let's say, milling around, walking around, a yeshiva didn't lend itself to that. It didn't have that kind of character. So therefore, the tziruf das doesn't emerge. So it's just three people who happen to be eating in the same place. But that's not shlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. Ka'achas means there's going to be a tziruf das that will result in a tziruf bracha, in a gad l'shem iti and ramo shmo yachdav, will result in a higher level birchas hamazon. That's what we're saying. It's based on the idea of the tziruf das. Okay? And the Gemara is, I'm just saying this because I'm just afraid that it didn't get taped before, but when the Gemara said Afapi Shaochel Mikikar Echad, the Gemara there was outruling the possibility. It was really exploring this area, the Tosefta, I mean, saying that the tziruf that comes about because they're a tziruf al yedei a chefta shel ochel, that's not a tziruf in this regard. It was outruling that idea. It has to be a tziruf shel das ha'ochlim, and that's why it has to be not based on whether you're sharing food together. That's not what's important at all, is whether you're sharing food. Everybody could be eating their own food. The question is there a tzir of das for this experience of achila? That's the question
That's the point in this Gemara. Okay? And at this point, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is saying that an Amira can accomplish that as well. That the Amira, which makes a certain sense, that the Amira can accomplish the same idea of Tziruf Das as the Maisa of Haseba can do naturally. That's what his point was. And that resolves the contradiction between the Brisa and the Mishnah. Okay.
Okay, but all is not simple. Let's go further in the Gemara now. Now the Gemara says, Ki nach naf sheder Rav, when Rav died, Azl Talmid of Basrei. So his Talmidim followed his Aron, or whatever, the beer, to the basic forest, right? Ki Hadri, when they returned, Amri, Nezel v'Nechal Lachma, Nahar Danak. They said, let's go and eat bread by the river Danak. Basa de Karchi, after they finished eating, Yasve v'kame boyalohu, Hesebu dafka tanan, aval yashvulo. Now they were in, they had a problem. They didn't know what to do insofar as Berachas HaMazon. So they said, is the pshat in the Mishnah Haseba only, but Yeshiva, no. And therefore, we have to bench to ourselves. Right, you can't have Zimun. Or Dilma Kevadamri Nezel Venecha Rifta Beduchta Palnisa Kiesebo Dami. Or maybe because we said Nezel Venecha Rifta, right, that should be equal to Haseba. Okay, they didn't know about the problems of the Brisa, the Tosefta and the Mishnah and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's answer. Okay, they didn't know anything from that. Okay? So could be even historically they came that they were before that whole story. Okay. Lo hava biyadayo. It was not in their hands. They couldn't solve it. Okay. Kam Ravada Barava. Ravada Barava got up. Ahada kroy lachore. He went ahead and turned his kriya that he had done for his Rebbe at the funeral, right? He turned it to the back. Vikora kriya achrina. And he went ahead and tore another kriya. Omar, he said, "Nach nafshei derav, ubirkas mazona lo gamrinan." Look at that. Rav has died, and we don't even have a paskin. We didn't even get from him how to do birchas hamazon. Okay, never mind kachim and olas and the babas. We don't have a paskin, a simple shayla in birchas hamazon. Ada asahu saba, until a certain elderly Talmud Chacham came along. Ramalahu masnisin abraisa. So he went ahead and showed them the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa and the Tosefta that was quoted before. Vishanilo, and he showed them that the way to answer it, right, he taught them, Kevadamri nezel v'necha lachm v'duch plan kesebodami. That's the only way to resolve the contradiction. And therefore, that must be the halacha, right? That's what Rashi says. Rami lohu ki de raminan lael. Just like we show the we pose the contradiction above. Valkame boyle lo ukme brisa ba'achi, and that you'll be forced to establish the brisa in this manner. Uktani echad mevarach lekulam de kviyaso, and therefore you're going to know that echad is mevarach lekulam because it is considered a kviyas. Okay? It is considered kfias. Yeah. Okay, very poignant Gemara. Right? Just to show you. The Rav makes the point. But why did he tear? He tore another Kriya, of course, because it wasn't halachically demanded. He already did a Kriya. But it shows you that he didn't have the full realization of really what Rav meant at the funeral. You know what I mean? He didn't have the full realization. All of a sudden, they came to a simple thing like Birchas HaMazon. They realized without Rav, they can't even resolve that. So even the great Talmid HaChacham, they didn't have a full realization just how much they needed their Rebbe, and what they were missing in the Masorah without him. They didn't have a full, that's why he tore it. It was a philosophical kriya to show that that the real kriya really should have been that, of course, the halachic kriya, but it wasn't fully realized. So that's why he did it, to show that's the real essence of the whole loss of Rav, was that we don't even know how to do hara. Simple thing like hara's birchas amazon, right? Yeah, powerful gemara. That's it. Okay. But what's the main thing to, what's the main problem here? The main problem is what's so simple to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and eventually to the Ahu Saba, but of course they had the advantage that they knew the Tosefta, but the truth of the matter is it was really a Iboya to Talmidei Rav. Whether or not an Amira for Yeshiva is Kesei Budami. So that's a very important thing to define. Because it shows you that, the most basic point about the Chi of Zimun, they weren't sure about. Right? This is a very basic element. What does it mean, Shlosh Shachol Ka'achas? Is it only Aseba? Or no, does Amira with Yeshiva work? That has to be defined. Because until now, we've taken as a davar pasha that of course Amira would work. Why not? That creates a tzir of das. So what was their ibaya really? Right? You guys understand? Yep. Yeah, that's an important question to find. No, the Gemara didn't have a question before. The Gemara had a steer between a Mishnah and a Tosefta. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak just stepped in and right away said, as if it's a davar pasha, no problem. Because saying nasal v'nechol beduch deplon, that's equal to aseba. But now you see, when they came along, they didn't have the steerer between the Brisa and the Mishnah. So for them, the question, all they had was a Mishnah. The Mishnah says what we read in the beginning of the shiur, which was Yoshvin kolecha mevarech la'atzmo heisebu echad mevarech l'kulon. Now they had a theoretical question, what happens if we had a yeshiva, but it's a yeshiva where we all had a common mind to do this together? We said, let's go and eat on the river Danak and let's eat together. But we only did a yeshiva, we didn't do an aseba. Is that equal to aseba? And that they couldn't answer. So we need to understand that we've never defined those two sides. We just took it as a davar pashut that, yeah, of course an Amira would be equal. But you see, for them, it was a very big problem. So what are the two theoretical positions? Whether only Haseba, or do you say no? An Amira plus a Yeshiva would still be good. You could say it that way, or what's the other side? Yes. What's the side that Haseba only? Yeah, either way, same thing. I mean, you see, if it wasn't for the fact that the Ahu Saba came along and showed them that there's a stira between a Bryce and a Mishnah that can only be resolved this way, you see, it's from a theoretical standpoint, it's two possibilities. In fact, the Ahu Saba didn't come along and say, no, one of the ideas is wrong. He didn't say that. He just said, I'll just show you, based on a stira, that you have to say this way. As Rashi points out, that's exactly what Rashi's pointing out over there, that I read before. Right? Valkoch meboyale l'ukme b'risa b'hachi. You see, you're going to have to say this. Or else you're going to have to say that the b'risa is so the Mishnah. Of course, if the Ahu Saba wouldn't have come along, they would, of course, had to bench alone. Right? Because they couldn't risk doing a Zeman. Because if they're wrong, and the Zeman isn't warranted, it'll turn out that they weren't Yotzei, because it wouldn't be Shomea Ka'ona. And therefore the other guys, only one guy would bench out loud, and the other guys wouldn't be Yotzei, because they'd be doing it Petora Zeman, which would be a Tzir of Bracha. But that wouldn't work, if they're really Chayev as Yechidim. Because then you need Shomea Ka'ona, so it wouldn't be good. So they would have had to bench by themselves. If the Husaba, if it was a Suffolk, they would have benched all by themselves. And this way they're definitely Yotzei, and the worst comes to worst, they would be sacrificing the higher Kiyam of Zeman. But so what? At least you get the basic Daraisa of Birchas HaMazon. I'm just telling you what, practically. If you tell me they're doing Shomea Ka'ona, then that's not Zeman. then they wouldn't be having a Zimun. That would be Shomei HaKohanah. That wouldn't be Zimun. There'd be no Kiyam Zimun. You're right, they could have done it. They wouldn't be allowed to do it that way for another reason, because since they're all Tamidei Chachamim, they all know benching, you're not allowed to have somebody be Motzi, you Shomei HaKohanah. That's why you're really L'chachila not supposed to, you know, even Bracha Chrona, like a Me'in Shalosh, Ala Michya. You're not supposed to do Shomei HaKohanah if people really know it. Everyone's supposed to say their own Bracha. The only time you have a right to do that is if it's a Zimun. That's a Gemara in the Shalosh HaShachla. We'll eventually get to it, I guess. Okay.